bathroom. Hello?
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 Olga.
Paula.
Jackson.
I'm not in mute.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Angela. Is he not on yet?
I thought I heard him.
No. I thought I did too, but maybe he did something towards mute and it went crazy.
Good evening. Does everybody hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I've gone before, but nobody seemed to be able to hear me, but I was able to hear you all.
Oh.
So,
little strangeness. So we are starting to count. The handout is available at Yashem.com/Omer, O-M-E-R, dot H-T-M. When the landing page opens up, scroll to where you're going to click on the page that starts the evening of April 10th. And I'm starting with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchinu Urchinu Udkilu Le'akta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anaknu Bayin L'Kayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach L'Ratz Reinu V'La'asot Ritzon Boreinu Vayehino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kodanei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kodanei. We'll now read certain verses from Psalms that are coordinating and causing our consciousness to be correct for the counting of the Omer. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yignor ba'adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Chazdecha le'olam ma'aseh yadecha Al teref ekra le'lohim elyon La'el gomer alai V'ne'emar v'ye'abor alayich v'ye'eres Mitposeset Bedamayich Vayomar Lach Bedamayich Chayi Vayomar Lach Bedamayich Chayi Barki Nafshi Et Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohim Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohai Gedalta Meod Hod v'hadar v'ashta, Otel or k'shalma, Noteh shemayim k'ariya. We will now connect to the surrounding light by connecting to the blessing that includes the name of Hashem, the consciousness of Zeranpin, and the consciousness of Malchut through the letters Samach and He, the first letters of the last two words of the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohewahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav Betzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer Hayom. Achad Asar Yom LaOmer Shehem Shavua Echad V'Yarba'a Yamim. Today is the 11th day of the Omer, which is 1 week and 4 days. And the inner light, Harakaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkomar Bim Hera B'Yameinu, and we all say Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. consisting of 49 words. The center verse has 49 letters. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Elohim, the Lamnatea, Bingino, it means more sheer. Elohim, Yechanenu, Vivarkenu, Yaer Pana, Vitanusela, Lada Atva Altecha, Rekogo in Yeshua Techa. We're stopping at the word Bekol. Bekol translates as everything, with everything. It is the name of the daughter of Abraham, because God blessed Abraham with Bekol, with everything. And you don't have everything unless you have a son and a daughter. But from our own personal lives, what does with everything mean to us? How do we limit ourselves from receiving everything? Why do we not want everything? To my knowledge, throughout history, there have been many, many people who have tried to gain power. Yet only one is considered to have conquered the world. That was Alexander the Great. He had a desire for everything, for the whole world. But each of us today, who wants to conquer the world? Understanding this limitation in our desire to receive, how can we increase our desire to receive? But first you have to ask the question, do I want to increase my desire to receive? Our Creator wants to share everything with each one of us. Yet we limit our consciousness to recognize that I can have everything and so can you. But we don't think like that. We think in what's called a zero-sum game. If I get everything, someone has to lose. But that's not true. This is an ultimate limitation that we put on ourselves. Everyone can have everything if they would just desire it. Goyim Yeshua Techa, Yoducha Mim Elohim, Yoducha Mim Kulam, Yismechu Viranenu. The 11th letter is a Vav. The Vav is a channel. It's like a pipe. Everything flows through the Vav. Everything flows through the pipe. Everything flows through Zeron Pin into the physical world. If you have a larger pipe, you have larger flow. More can be received. How can you build your pipe? How can you strengthen your connection to your pipe? To your Vav? To your hook, which is what the meaning of a Vav is in Hebrew. There are three ways to spell Vav. Bob Yudbog, Gematria 22, Bob Alifaz, Gematria 13, and Bob Bob, Gematria 12. Which Bob will you connect to? Ulumin kitishpot amin nishoy ulumin ba'aretz tanhem sela yoducha amim Elohim yoducha amim kulam eretz natna yudula yuvakeinu Elohim Eloheinu yuvakeinu Elohim v'yiru Oto kala se'aret. Diana Bakoa, please join me. Anna Bakoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati. Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu. The letter Shin. The letter Shin has the energy of passion, but it also has the energy of life. Is passion required to live? Can you live without passion? I'm not referring to sex. But can you live without the strength of your emotions being enhanced by the fire of the shin, because the shin created the fire? And how does that passion impact your life? And how do you control that passion? These are questions that have to be answered by each individual person. And this is how you build your vessel, so that the Bob that you connect to becomes larger, and the flow of the Bechor, the goodness of Hashem. Thank you. Kaharenu no rai. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barhem kaharen rachamei sitkacha Tamid Gamlein. Etet Reish, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Pasim Kadosh Berov Tuka Na'el Adatecha. Het Tufet, Het Nunayim. Yachid Gimel Ramcha Penei Zohre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Tuch Shavatenu Kadel Ushma Tziyatatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Tufal Tzadi Yud Tav. The eighth verse we say in a whisper. We're now going to count the Omer in the third way, the balanced way, the way of the Sefirot. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lizbor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu. Kimo shikatavta b'torata, usvartem lachem, Matarad HaShabbat Miyom Haviachem Et Omer HaTunufa Sheva Shabbatot Mimo Yena Ad Matarad HaShabbat HaShvid HaSebirut Tamishim Yom Kidei Shemitacharim Neishot Amcha Yisrael Nezom HaMakam Uvachal Yehiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yoheiwahe Eloheinu Behei Avoteinu Shebizchut Sefirat HaEmet Shesafarti Hayom Yitukam Ma Shebagamti Sefirat Netzach Shebegivura Netzach Shebegivura is the Sefirat for today. Netzach means eternally, eternal. It means eternal victory. Yibulah is the concept of restraint. What is eternal strength? Restraint. Eternal restraint. This is judgment constantly. But there are times we don't want to judge. Eternal restraint comes to us so that we only receive the goodness that belongs to us. If you want everything, then you have to merit everything. How do you merit everything? By pushing it away. This is the restraint. If you can push everything away, you will receive everything. This is the call, not combining by striking. This is the sephirah of paradoxes. V'yet taher, v'yet kadesh, v'kdushah, ma'alah, Amen, Selah. Does anyone have any questions? Tonight's class is the Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the page on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row, row 19, the second column from the left, will be a Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When that page opens up, scroll down to class number 26, which will be for section 28A. And I will say a L'shem Yehud before I start reading the Aramaic of section 28a. L'shem Yehud, Kutchab, Kutchimke, Dutchizu, Utimu, 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 Le'achda, L'shem Yehud, Bevate, Utimu, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu fenenei aleinu maasei yadeinu fenenehu. Vayhinon v'shalama alayhu amar hine metando v'shalma shishin gilurim saviv lach Be known, Mitzahorim, Nanatilim Arsaya Ukabilaihu Shishim Hema Mahut Alin Bipulin Vialin Nukvin Alin Bipariya Shema Dutakin Moshe
Malaya,
Nishmatet Et Bita Siraza Nishina Shemaat Sina Sita Dryadu Shows the food shabri food. Sabina made me see all eat mine, see all me, Saddam on now. Saddam on me, see show all me, the dying. The hoof may I ray, meet nothing. Chamisha divarim, ilein chamisha vaday, begin din mistara, da Allah Allah, peinun tovu pekunayin, pelev kema diukmuhu, mare matnitin, alev nebin, alev roah, Alev Shoma Atalat Hashem Ayahid Kamesh Taga the Ruach the Fume the Salik Beil Kala the Yam Amera the Dagura Dabaz Arkin the Lava Idmin Kahilin The Tar Malchusum, Malchachim, the Raza de Male, Al Esher, Yeshemal, Haruah, Laleket Yalko, Hakim, Nit Nahadim, Arkim de Lava, Lejabe Rucha, Kegadna de Aulim, Aray lecha ruach v'lev dov v'din afik me'azam shemala dilva v'yehu v'ava ruach tafonit v'vata kesh v'ka nor v'david u'chai rucha ruach Hava betat, bechamesh minim, tekanor deninum, chamesh, tenafe reya, ukina salik, kolil avadu, esh, okla meod, na, yemena dilva, Tia yehi kutse kevad Utenaya Tafik devor chadahu Tiktiv yurmeya Yayachaf Gimel halakha devare kosh Vailai tenafi reya Tenashvin Aleph Lev Liva Hawa Ukid Bogufa Mapasava Bilva Vada Yud Dahate Inun Amira The Dagura Vag Kala Kalil Kala Raviya Bamiza Mor Dadahu Diroa Yemena Hada Awaditiv Tehilim Zadichet Zamor Shirule Lashir Hadash Kinaf Leot Alser Hoshia Lo yamina v'yala Itmar hushia yamina Zihu b'yaluta Im shakinata v'ihu tachamim Tamit as that which drives those thoughts into the life experiences that he is irresolutely a part of. The look the intention of the man whose intention is spoken forth via this chariot of Yudke-Vatke is perfect. It is beautiful with the certainty of completion and the song of the joy of the expression of that completion. The third part of intention is the higher Shekhinah that facilitates the answer in blessing. The soul is the image of above experiences via its experience the holiness that is the unity above. This is called the higher Shekhinah. Blessed by my soul. So the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sustains the whole world as the soul sustains the whole body. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, is not seen. As the soul not seen sustains the whole body in the deepest chambers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the soul in the deepest part of you. And the secret of the soul is on par with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To whom then will you liken me that I should be equal, says the Holy One. We learn the association of the soul to the body is the same as the association of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his creation. In addition, we learn of the chambers of the Holy One, blessed be He, is the image of the chambers in which the soul dwells. This understanding or of the mystery of the reflection is shown clearly here and is the substance of what we ask when we say, who dwells here? Meaning, who is inside? Who is our soul and what is its relationship to the above? Now we see to whom you liken me. The answer is the image of that reflection, which is our own unique soul. And that is thought that resides within the heart and issues forth the essence of the soul through speech and voice and utterance. This describes the connection of, or the vav that radiates from the heart. Thoughts that radiate in their various ways and levels of meaning. These thoughts are guided by the intention that is behind them. Intention is the king, which is the reflection of the image of above. In order for spirit to flow, the analogy of the lungs is given to show that there is a transformation of spirit that must occur according to the vibrational level of thought of the strings of the heart, called the five nodes of the lung. Our souls then are studied to a movement of soul within sounding in harmony to the intentions that are expressed upon and through it via the heart, which is the intention of the image of reflection that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The oxygen of the lungs has to temper the holiness of spirit so that the body does not disintegrate. This action is called yit or fire, and it is rising up of thoughts from the heart, as it is explained via the limited intention of the right hand that occurs by directed attention. It is the recognition combining our intention with the songs of David, the Psalms, letting the guiding principle so that our thoughts attach themselves to them. Our thoughts remain from perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we have the intention to connect above, meaning we always are supporting that connection, or the Shekhinah, in our prayers. When As we continue to reach up for unity, the connection is strengthened and is the key to our redemption or return to the state of unity. Just as we imagine the above, so too does the soul imagine itself throughout the entire body. Here the hands, the arm with the symbols of Tefillin, in the morning they raise up our awareness of the Shekhinah and the connection. The seed thought of this particular section is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us, and we are the image of that reflection. It is an eternal name for us, allowing us to split the waters of Torah, meaning to discern the meanings of holiness, and also simultaneously of what it means directly in our lives, which are allegories of the above. Umido nikrat zeroah Hashem mifnei shekach hayad bayadi yud hamesh atzvaot Hashem kama hani shehu zeroah vav katef bo Hashem Bezamo da amsa shenik shir Bini lechim Bo ishtina Bezamo Umeisha shehu yidi yukan Amod ha amada Me'amar Vav molich Limin yoshef The Roach is Eratom, the Hutta, Miha Torah, the Gabe Zera, Abraham Shehuyami, the Hayot Lo Sham Olam. And why is it called God? From the hand of Ken are the five fingers of Hashem. The shoulder support in the middle, bound to the right column set up by the Shekhinah for Moses, who was in exile, and made the middle column. It said about how Moses and the right arm is the glory that is coming to Torah through Abraham's feet were left to him in the world. And calling to the Hashem of Abraham, which is the five books of Torah, where Moses completed with the hay that is in Moshe and in also in Abraham. And immediately the right hand is revealed. And to whom hath the arm of Yibke Batke been revealed? This is where we are going to stop. Normally we do both sections, A and B, but during the Omer, because of the time involved in counting the Omer, we will just do part A tonight, and next week we will do part B. Does anyone have any questions? Please note that tomorrow being Wednesday, we have two classes. One is at 4:30 West Coast time, and that class is a deep Zohar class on the Parasha of Noah. And at 7 p.m. tomorrow, we have questions and answers after we count the Omer. I am reminding you that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, our Rosh Chodesh event, will take place Sunday at 7 p.m. These times are all West Coast times. This will be an additional class where we will count the Omer and also have our Rosh Chodesh event. I bid you all Shalom Gadol, much peace and serenity. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful
evening. You too. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Yes, thank you.